You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. A couple of stories in the news today I thought you might be interested in. MSU Athletic Director Mark Hollis has pulled a surprise today by announcing the hire of CCHA Commissioner Tom Anastas as the school's new hockey coach. Anastas, who's 47 years old, is going to replace Rick Comley, who resigned, according to the article written by Joe Rexroad from the Lansing State Journal, resigned under pressure during the 2010-2011 season. Anastas played for Ron Mason at MSU from 1981 to 1985 and was a Mason assistant at MSU from 90 to 92, his most recent coaching gig. He was the head of U of M Dearborn from 1987 to 1990, compiling a 68-37-7 record. Anastas has headed the Central Collegiate Hockey Association since 1998. There were a few other folks, of course, looking for the job, but MSU went with a man that Hollis calls, quote, he can attract high-caliber talent and develop those players into those who are attractive to the National Hockey League. Hollis also said that Anastas places a high premium on education and that the drive and desire to compete for championships. Anastas has said he's extremely excited about returning to MSU to lead the Spartan hockey program and once again be a part of the MSU Athletic Department family. He obviously has maintained a relationship, he said, with MSU and been in close contact with the hockey program for the last 13 years in his role with the CCHA. But this appointment, an opportunity, he said, is incredibly special. So we'll wish him well and be interested in following that new career. Former Governor Jennifer Granholm has joined the Pew Center as an energy advisor. She'll lead a campaign for national clean energy policy that promotes and funds research and manufacturing for wind, solar, and advanced battery industries in the United States. Granholm said today she has joined the nonpartisan Pew Center as a senior advisor on energy and will visit states twice monthly to promote the clean energy to create jobs and reduce the U.S. dependence on foreign oil. In the campaign is also in addition to teaching job that she'll begin in April at the University of California, Berkeley, Goldham School of Public Policy. She is also a paid contributor to NBC's television show Meet the Press. Granholm will continue to live in the Lansing area with her husband Dan Mulhern until their son Jack completes middle school in the spring. Then they plan to move near the University of California, Berkeley, where Mulhern will also teach law and business. Daughter Ashley's in helping me today. You know, I read these kinds of stories. You found a couple interesting ones that were kind of all abuzz all over the internet and everything else today. What'd you find?
I can't tell you. You said you got forwarded it a bunch of times. I can't tell you how many times I saw this story, but a beauty queen shoots intruder dead with her pink 38 special. So that's got to be kind of it's a tragedy that someone died from it, but that's kind of be a rough way to go to get killed by a pink 38 and a beauty queen. It's kind of...
Well, yeah, it kind of is, but let's do the backstory, too, and then we'll talk about the gun involved. But, I mean, the guy had no business being there. He showed up in the middle of the night at their home in Florida, correct?
Correct. 3 o'clock in the morning, there's a knock on the door. I don't answer my door after, like, 10 unless somebody texts me and it's an emergency. So that's part of the story. You got to kind of wonder, why is this woman answering the door by herself at 3 o'clock in the morning when her fiancé's in the other room asleep?
Well, there's a second issue with the story. That's one of several. But the man, she goes to the door apparently, kind of probably out of a dead sleep, answers the door, and he shoves his way in.
He grabs a hold of her, drags her to the bedroom, which is where her fiance was sleeping at the time. He wakes up and struggles with the intruder for long enough that she can get her gun, and she shoots and kills the guy.
Well, and my understanding is the fiance had given the beauty queen, we're only saying this because it's easier than all the names involved, had given it to her for Christmas last year. I'm guessing it's the best present she ever got.
Absolutely. It's one of those things where at the time you're sure it was probably a mock kind of gift, but it certainly came in handy after the fact.
So it was a real life 38, obviously, just happened to be pink.
It just happened to be pink. Exactly.
Well, I don't think I've told the story before. When I went to purchase my pistol a little over a year and a half ago, I went in with a friend that coached me. His name was Brad. And when we walked up to the counter, a gun shop is kind of like the last bastion of manhood. And when we walked up, my friend Brad said, "We're looking for a 45." And the gentleman right in front of me, like I was invisible, pulled out a pink 38.
Yes.
So I can attest they exist. And he handed it to me. And I'm a little bit of a smart aleck, so I politely told the young man that I wasn't looking to make anybody angry. I was looking to drop him if I ever had to shoot it. So he put it away. The pink one away and got out the other one. Clearly, though, the pink one would have done the job.
It still gets the job done. It just adds insult to injury, unfortunately.
The other part of the story that you and I found interesting was the fiance. He kept, what are some of the lines he had in this article quoted?
Here's this, you know, yeah, it's a tragedy, but unfortunately this man was not going to turn his life around. He's been a convicted criminal all his life. But then the fiance, rather than, oh, I can't believe, you know, she acted accordingly, wanted to talk about, oh, her big pricey engagement ring, and now they have to often break $100 bills for pizza, and here's this beautiful big home. I'm kind of like, first of all, if you have all this money, once you have a security system in play,
good point.
And secondly, if you're going to be throwing money around like that, people are going to take notice, and not everybody that comes to your door is your friend, and this proves that point.
Yeah, so yeah, we were, as you and I were discussing this, and I did with other folks today as well, I think she needs to find a new fiance, because clearly she can take care of herself, and this guy just seems to be all full. Instead of being concerned about their safety after the fact and shaken by it, he just wanted to tell us all what a nice house and what a big engagement ring she had.
And any man who, you know, my fiance, if he didn't answer the door with me at 3 o'clock in the morning, there would be bigger issues at play rather than why am I up answering the door by myself right now.
Yeah, I got it. I think I'm with you on that one. I really think I'm with you on that one. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after that. Thank you, Ashley.